bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today and for the next 2 weeks, we'll be discussing the topic, Life Without Love. The chances are good that there's at least one person you're close to that you just can't stand to be around. It may be a coworker, it may be a relative, it may be a neighbor. But most of us know at least one person we'd rather not be around. Generally, there are two major reasons why people don't get along with others, both of the reasons related to your selfishness. Summing them up with just a single word apiece, we fail to get along with some people because of suspicion, others we fail to get along with because of obsession. You suspect some people. You're critical of them and their motives, and so you set up a barrier to keep them from you. Other people you become obsessed with because of an abnormal self-love. You become so entangled with them that you soon begin disagreeing with every little act that doesn't go exactly as you think it should go. Let me sum it up again. You suspect some people of having a wrong motive or a wrong attitude. They can do nothing right. When they come to you with an offer of friendship, you think that they want something. But if they avoid you, you accuse them of neglect. If they praise you, you look for a trap in what they say. But if they criticize you, that's proof that their attitude is wrong. No matter what they do, they cannot win your affection because your suspicion won't let them win. You've heard of the person whose mind is made up and who doesn't want to be confused with the facts. That's often the case for someone who's on our suspicion list. Because we suspect them, we know that they're wrong. On the other hand, it's possible to set up the opposite situation with those that we've become entangled with. We expect their complete allegiance. We want their undivided attention, their continual agreement, and their unwavering loyalty. We don't want them to have any interest that we can't share or any opinion that's not our own. Neither one of these attitudes is the right kind of an attitude for a child of God to have. Realistically, both of the attitudes are foolish. The Bible says that you should depart from evil and do good, seek peace and ensue or pursue it. To go along day after day with a bitter, suspicious, and critical spirit in your heart is sin. It's a lack of Christian love that will not only disturb your relationship with others, but will in time cause personal difficulties in you. Much physical and mental illness is directly due to the lack of love that we display toward others. And so, to please God and to please yourself, you need to get rid of these kinds of attitudes and to develop a wholesome Christian love for others. The Bible gives some clear guidelines for developing this kind of love. The New Testament says that you should love your neighbor as yourself. The idea is that you should put yourself out for the benefit of the other person. You'd pamper yourself if you could. You don't mind buying an ice cream cone or some perfume or some new clothes for yourself. You like to take care of yourself. In the same way, you need to put the other person first in your life. You don't need to suspect them. You don't need to have an obsession with them. Rather, you should have a wholesome attitude. You should accept others for what they are without trying to look for some unseen motive. And then, you need to take the positive steps that will lead to permanent friendships, steps of kindness and love, encouragement for others, unselfishness, praise, and thankfulness. As you do these things, you'll find that you can rid yourself of the tragedy of a life without love.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.